Before we begin the Scared Kelly Talent Show, our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello there, it's me, Pink Hood, along with Johnny. And, well, we came upon a subject matter that, let's just say, puts a modern twist on a Christmas story. Especially when it relates to the whole BB gun, air rifle gun, Christmas gift, and something's about to happen.
It.
Which we all know a Christmas story. Maybe, I'm shocked that no one has even modernized that. Granted, it's a classic, but this woman decided to
give her...
Go ahead.
It didn't turn out too well.
Yep. I think this shows how far people are willing to go, as much as, yes, you could give great gifts, but when does common sense go out the window? Especially,
it's going to be loaded. Like, what could possibly go wrong?
That's like saying, well, I'm going to take my chances by giving my teen a loaded weapon for Christmas.
Huh.
Wouldn't it be unwrapping it? Did they not see a Christmas story?
They have it all ready to go? Like,
yes, it was an accident. However, this accident's going to leave the mom in...
This accident, it's going to leave a mark.
Yeah. And that's going to be a challenge for her when she... when it comes to her having to get surgery, which, not the best. Yes, it's a great gift. However, safety? When does safety become a go out the window? Let alone making sure that no one will get hurt in the process of giving a gift. Because giving gifts is great. Receiving gifts is also great. Being hurt by a gift that is meant to be...
Not great.
Yeah. Not great. Not the best way to start a new year. It
receiving
leads
a gift
into,
good.
Yeah.
Giving a gift better.
Yeah.
Getting hurt by the gift, bad.
No.
And embarrassing.
Yeah. Especially when now it's getting national attention. This family could have remained quite... Could have had nothing go on. Could have just live in obscurity. But then it ends up being where family gets, this story goes viral. I don't know if I could call that a great way to start the new year, but you do you.
Like,
you
go
also,
nuts.
At this point, I wouldn't want to be in the situation of having medical issues all because a gift giving gone bad.
Gift giving a mishap.
Yeah, I feel for the person. I really do. I just think there's a lot that. There's a lot of things could have been different if she just took the time and not let, not have the weapon be ready to go for all intents and purposes. Especially when you're trying to enjoy your holiday and then you get hurt. Yes,
it's
things happen in the movies. But how much more? But do you really want it to happen to you in real life where this person's going to need, like, plastic surgery because the toy is still apparently stuck in her head? Or
okay.
In her, yeah. That's a bit... That has to not be pleasant. Especially enjoying the holiday and then receiving any gifts. I guess everyone does things differently, which is great. It's another to then have people get hurt, unintentional, get hurt just because of an error that could have been fatal, depending on what was given.
It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. And that's not... I'm just looking at it as how this could have been prevented too. It really could have. And not just be not just have an error like this happen that could have been prevented. That's my biggest thing. It could have been prevented. It could have had... You could have just gone on your way and just been in a really... Could have enjoyed your holiday without problems, without any accidents, or minimal disruption. Yeah, that's where I'm thinking about, because who wants to spend their holiday in an ER or in a place where you may not get, where it could be a bit, where...
I mean, I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't either. I hope this is a lesson learned, because how many times... This could happen to anyone. It's not just, especially if they're thinking that it's just, it's known widely. There's gun safety, there's an air rifle. I would think of it as a weapon, period.
Yeah, it's no weapon.
Yeah. So having someone be hurt unintentionally, it just makes me really think about how things could have been different too. And just to add a way of being more, what's the word? Being more aware and present of what could have happened as well. If things... Be aware of pros and cons. And I'm sure people don't think, oh, this is going to hurt. Someone's going to get hurt or have problems because of an error. God forbid it was any worse. Because that won't help anyone. And the more people are aware of how this could actually be, how bad it could have actually gone, that's a pretty... It definitely raises awareness for learning a lesson and people learning about safety, which is great. I'm sure the mother would have liked to share about being safe with... having the ability to be safe with the gift. However, this is not the way. It's a great learning lesson, but it also could lead to a lot more, definitely more questions of what could be, what's expected, and what people would expect, what could be expected, especially if this is something that she may not have, she probably didn't consider. I could only guess, I could only imagine, but it just definitely puts things into perspective. People don't know what could happen. How do you feel about what are your thoughts, Johnny, about this? Because this is just mind blowing.
How can some people just not think common sense?
Mm-hmm.
Is common sense even alive anymore?
I don't know. I hope it was just poor judgment.
I hope so, too.
Because it just definitely puts a damper on the holidays, no matter what holiday it is, because this could have happened during any other time of the year, too. It just does not, it just isn't around for Christmas time or during the winter time. It could be for anyone's gift. And gift giving also happens other times of the year. So this could be, this could impact anyone, no matter what the season is, no matter what is actually going on. That's what counts, and that's what really matters too. When no one knows what, if this could lead to an error in judgment, and what the impact could really be, and it's definitely puts things into perspective in all reality. Because if people aren't going to be aware of how accidents could happen.
Anyway, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, do you have any final thoughts on this, or?
Let's see. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Make sure you load your gun after you unwrap it. Not before.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards.
Yeah. And also wouldn't hurt to be aware of what could also happen. Just safety. Because there's definitely being safe, having the ability to be aware and have the proper safety measures in place of knowing, is it loaded? Would this be an appropriate gift, along with will the person have the proper knowledge of safety?
Is this going to hurt me?
Mm-hmm. On to a more lighter subject. American Girl, which is
change the subject, like boom, that way.
Yeah, it's okay.
Anyway.
American Girl.
Definitely.
It's, we're just going with the flow and going with the punches tonight. Rolling with the punches. So, American Girl is now making its doll of the year, which is a common thing for that they do, is going to feature a doll that features hearing loss, which I think it's definitely
that's
going to make an
part
impact.
Of the story.
Yeah. It's
the
not.
The was like what? On the side, like as an option?
No, it wasn't. It was never an option.
This
they
is actually
only
in the
featured
doll.
A wheelchair, which it's great to have different accessories for these dolls, but you're also missing that the fact that there are kids who would like to see themselves in these dolls too. And it's also a way for parents to learn too if their child wants a doll of a that has this characteristic and also learn about her story. This is going to make a huge impact as well as tapping into this market that hasn't been tapped in at all.
It's been like underserved.
Yeah. And there are kids out there that want to see themselves in dolls. It could also give the parents more and give them the chance to be aware of, teach, and also have the chance that parents could teach their kids about kids that could be have different abilities and just show that it doesn't matter what abilities you have. Everyone is unique, and it's a beautiful way to show inclusion, and it really shows how far a company is going to go by doing something that it is going to make an impact. And kids, it might be very popular as a toy. I would hope that that kids have that ability to learn about that, learn from this fictional story, but yet it's going to have
to inspire somebody. Like,
I wouldn't say inspire. It's definitely going to show kids, no matter what,
you can do anything you can put your mind to.
Yeah, and inspire's great is a great word. It just goes more than inspiration, because people could inspire to do a lot of things. It just really, if it really will make an, the impact is going to be, will definitely be there for kids to learn, for kids to see that it's okay to be different. Because even seeing that it's accessible to all, to kids that are kids that may not have different abilities, it could be used as a tool as well to learn and to educate. And even to relate to someone they might know. That impact could be felt through, could lead to kids being more aware of other children who could be aware of all abilities and not just seeing the limitations that people have. It's being able to realize.
Like,
it's
like I said,
more than
that. You can do
that.
Anything you put your mind to, folks.
Yeah. And I just see it being progress because I've never seen growing up having that ability to be gifted dolls of that nature as a child. It shows that no matter that people could be more, could want to see more dolls like that. And it could actually make more companies really consider stepping up their game to have something, creating something that could be more inclusive, and more companies could step up, and there, it could just show progress. More progress that is made, the better off people will be as well. It's not just
I've seen a lot of progress in like 30 something years.
Mm-hmm. And that's a huge thing.
Like, they have like half the stuff when I was growing up.
I agree with you. Because I'm even thinking about when I grew up, there was no dolls that were accessible or had something that could be relatable to me or to some sort of difference of ability that I have or not have, or even feature a story that could just feature someone that is different, because I don't recall many stories that shows different abilities, let alone showing something that something that is just different than a lot of people would expect as well. Especially parents, I'm sure, for the holidays, you have no idea. We don't know if it made an impact this holiday season or this past holiday season.
Like I said, if it sold one doll, it was worth it.
Mm-hmm. And if companies could really step up, I know that there's a lot of what Microsoft is creating more accessible devices for gamers. So bridging this gap is a big deal. And not making it out that if someone is different or differently abled, the impact that they will see is, wow, I'm included. Wow, I see something that could actually make something that just hits close to home, that really makes me feel included. That's the biggest deal. That's
like, wow, this is great.
Yeah. And those companies are stepping up, and toy companies, take note of what American Girl is doing. Because if more companies realize that they're missing the mark, how much of an impact will this be? Because the more people realize that this is something that is just, that is needed. You can't.
We need it.
Yeah, we do. And it's really, it definitely shows that if someone else can make an impact, what's stopping
you? Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah. Actually, step up. Step up. Realize that there's a lot more out there that there's so much more that can be done. Yes, it's a toy company, but more companies should be aware of accessibility, not just some, not just thinking it's untapped.
It's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Like you're a dollar sign.
I say that
you
we're
see
more
than...
dollar
sign instead of seeing the person.
Right. But the fact that people go shopping, people buy things and make purchases, why forget about a market that is not being tapped, let alone just having that sense of being inclusive, because there's so much more that can be done, and that sometimes that really could be done, really could make more of an impact. And it also leaves companies to have that ability, just have more, having the ability to make people feel included when it does matter. It's not some, yes, people purchase things. Yes, this is a need. But this isn't the, this is just, we're more than just dollar signs to people. There's a way to make things and create things that could really make a difference. Bottom line, and that's what matters. That's what has to be taken to heart. It's not just a who is your biggest clientele. It's what could be done next. How innovative could you be?
It is a lot of innovation left to make. Just the differently able community.
Yeah. And this could be. This is a big deal. It's not something that people should be aware of. And on that note, we'll be back Monday, 10 p.m., same place, same time, and...
You know where to find us.
Yes. Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Night.